Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is up, everybody? Coming to you live, the first show of what year is this?
2024.
1971? Is that what this is?
No. 2024.
2024.
Happy New Year, buddy.
What did you do for New Year's?
I was with you.
Oh, that's right.
We're together. Like, we're always together. It's like a New Year tradition to start off the year together. It's great.
I'm trying to change it.
Well, it's not good for you.
Why? Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's got to be with me.
You're the only schmo I know that chased down, let's see, Titus O'Neil, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
The Badger that wasn't even there because Wisconsin, you know, well, they were there, but it appeared they wasn't there at times. You were jolly on the spot.
I'm quick. Got to give me credit. I know where to be.
What exactly are you doing?
With what?
A, you look like a redneck Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. B, just because we have our very first in Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility guest, a nice young man with a great story, and you're coming with a CB banner.
Well, I mean, so I
this should be interesting.
So I had an idea. Stephen A. and I talked over with the producer, and I said, you know, I've been buying these storage units, and a lot of them have clothing, right? And so I'm like, what if every week I just dress myself in a different outfit that's all from the storage unit? I got a watch, right? I mean, it's amazing.
What time is it on the watch?
It's always 12 because it doesn't work. but look. Here's the thing. I'm never going to be late because I can just adjust it back to whatever time I need. So
it's not the time on your broken watch.
But I'll tell you what.
It's the time on the computer.
Do you like still look to like learn new things at your age?
No.
Like you're just done.
I'm done.
You're like, all right, I've seen it all, done it all. Learned something.
No. I haven't seen it all. I haven't done it all.
You're just done exploring, looking for new things.
I never explore.
Well.
You know, it's one of my regrets.
I just learned something brand new. 2024 that I never knew in my entire time on this earth.
That you're a moron?
Wearing a bucket hat with headphones on is like earmuffs. I can barely hear you. It's extremely warm. My ears are hot. So at the break, I have to remove my bucket hat.
So. Please let that be the only thing you're taking off.
When I went to the gas station to get a bucked up energy drink, you know, before I came into the show, you should have seen the looks I got.
I can tell.
People were like, that guy's a star.
Pimping ain't easy.
Like, my fit is fresh.
Oh, my God.
Would you couldn't wear something like this, Randy. Like, let's be honest. The truth is, the amount of internal confidence it takes to rock something that stands out so crazy to, norm.
No, that's not true.
You couldn't do it.
Of course
you could handle it.
What?
You couldn't wear this outfit in public for a day.
I'm the guy that doesn't care what I look like.
Then I'll let you borrow it.
No. Well, wash it.
I have three. There's three. There's a blue one. We have a baby one. That one actually looks like kind of more like a kangaroo. But,
my God, you are a complete.
So every week I'll have you a fresh fit. I know next week I'll give you a teaser. The guy probably worked construction. It's going to be a lot of reflective material. So if you want to turn the lights off. Do, you know, a show in the dark.
So you and Randy Brown are going to hang out again?
Who's Randy Brown?
Randy Jones.
Oh, Randy Jones.
Randy Jones.
Yeah, the construction worker from the YMCA.
Right.
We haven't reached out to him. We haven't talked to him in a while. Or have you talked to him?
I've talked to his son.
Okay.
I try not to look at many of his videos.
Yeah, did he ever post that video of us?
No.
Dang.
I think he told me because you were in it.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
Oh, yeah, I was in the side.
Yeah. So he said, nope, you're out. All right, so today's schedule, a few things to talk about.
Yes.
As well as we have coming in a fellow alumnist of the producers and myself.
And me.
What?
I'm part of the Vikings. I'm a Northeast guy.
No, you're not.
I hosted events there. I've been a part of things that go down there. I took a photo in front of the Viking.
I really believe this will be your last show.
We're it's inclusive.
No, it's not.
You don't have to go there to be a part of.
Of course you do.
No, it doesn't. Why? There's not contributors to the school that have no affiliation. I didn't go to school there.
They would not fall under the category of alumnist.
What would you call them?
Hanger-ons.
Boosters.
Hanger-ons. Alumni. Fundraisers. Supporters. No, they're not alumni. You supported and did an event there.
I did one class.
You brought some pizza that leaked on my shirt.
I worked out in the weight room.
Okay.
I mean, I've been in the locker room.
That doesn't make you a Viking.
Dang it. So, I have the beard. Remember?
Coming to the program with a very good story, we're going to talk movies.
I hope he brings a beard to the program.
His story is Blindside. The movie Blindside?
Okay.
Basically the same story.
I don't know what happened in Blindside.
You hang out with Aaron, but you don't know the role that he played.
I don't know. I hang out with wrestlers, and I don't know anything about it.
No.
I mean, I don't know the storylines. You talk about all these families and the hierarchy and the Roman Reigns, and I don't know none of that stuff. I mean, but anyway, so Blindside was about a guy who played football.
Very good. It was a football movie.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what this is going on.
This is going to be a long three hours.
It won't.
All right. So coming in the first hour, bottom of the first hour, Northeast alumnist that Steve and I can relate to, that you are an outsider, Xavier McDonald. And he doesn't even know the story of how we ran into each other.
Okay.
It is kind of funny. I've told some people. Second hour, the head honcho, the guru of Bare Knuckle. Since last week we talked and the name came up, Mike Perry, and Sam Alvey wants to be the face of that sport,
yep.
You know, of karate combat, and mentioned Mike Perry. I figured, let's get Dave Feldman back on.
Sure.
Find
Sounds
out.
Good.
Schedule what's going on. And then the third hour, we have the director of marketing for next week's CES.
Nice.
Consumer Electronics Show. Trying to get some schedule set. We're going to go to a warehouse of a golf company that's in Vegas.
Okay.
So he texted me yesterday and he said, I see you're coming back to the PGA show. We'd love to have you in the booth. We'd love to, you know, chat. They're based in Vegas.
Nice.
I said, we'll be at the warehouse Tuesday.
Wow.
So,
very cool.
Yeah. So, that's the schedule for today. Xavier McDonald, David Feldman, Jessica Booth, and shenanigans from you, and stories, and people are in an uproar.
About?
People.
What'd they do?
No, I'm just saying, all the people that just bother me.
Well, that's all of them.
So, you know who's getting really raked over the coals right now?
I do not.
The soon-to-be, is it Jason Kelce in Kansas City?
Yeah, Jason Kelce.
Okay, so Jason Taylor,
nope.
Who also played in the NFL, played for the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. I think this is his watch, Invicta series.
Jason Taylor, once he becomes Mrs. Taylor and marries Taylor Swift, is getting raked over the coals because he was paid $20 million, which is more than his NFL salary, allegedly, to do that visor commercial.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis.
Travis. Yeah.
Jason's in Philly.
Jason Taylor played for the Dolphins. Are you kind of confused?
Jason Taylor played for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he has the watch series, the Invicta watch.
Well, that's also the female fighting organization based out of Denver. Isn't that Invicta as well?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nice.
Elias Theodoro used to be the ring boy for.
So I was curious on why Travis would do a controversial commercial like that. I mean,
why is it controversial?
Because the vaccine is controversial.
Okay.
I mean, us pure bloods, we didn't buy into that hype. We didn't, you know.
And that's fine.
Do that.
But It doesn't even matter if he supported it. As long as he took it, there is no controversy. As long as he took
the shot. We had to take it. The only person that didn't take it was Aaron Rodgers, right? Wasn't he the one that lied and said that he took it and didn't take it? I mean, like, but everybody else took
it. In hot water.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. Why? Is in hot water.
What did he do?
Well, so he was on the second best radio program. Was not on our show.
That's right.
He was on with our friend, my friend, Pat McAfee. Can't wait to get him back on.
He's great. He's great for College Game Day.
He's great.
He's the best.
Period.
He's the best.
He's fantastic. So Aaron does a weekly segment with Pat McAfee, as does the head coach of Alabama.
Okay. Nick Saban.
Nick Saban. So somehow, I don't know how this drifted from what they were talking about. They were talking about something controversial, and Aaron Rodgers switched it over to the list that is supposed to be released this week.
Oh, Epstein's flight log?
Right. And mentioned someone who allegedly is very upset about the list being released because he's afraid he's going to be on the list.
Okay.
What?
Who's
Well, I'm not saying it.
Say the name?
No. All you got to do is Google it.
Write it down.
Well, then you're going to say it?
Yeah.
And then
I'll say it.
Then the show gets sued?
Look, do you see the outfit I'm wearing?
Yeah.
This is immune from, like...
Is that the new chain, by the way? Did you change the chain yet?
No, I know. I didn't get the chain. You never gave it to
me. That's right. It's in the car. So why did you say you changed it?
Oh, because this is my chain, though. It's like my Beats chain.
No, I got it.
But this chain makes the suit even better.
No, it does.
I mean, it's super fly.
It does. So, do me a favor and zip that thing up a little.
No way. I could come down every quarter hour. It comes down a little bit more. By the end of the show, we're all going to be.
So this was Aaron Rodgers who said all this.
Yes. What did he say?
Well, I'm saying he said someone who is upset, worried, something to that effect of being on the list. Now, if you didn't go, are you not suing?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No question. No question.
I don't care how many millions Aaron stole this year, you know, by getting hurt on play number three. Allegedly stole. And he didn't steal it because obviously he got paid it, making sure I'm not getting sued. But yeah, he mentioned someone by name.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, what about him?
He's threatens to sue Aaron Rodgers after links him to Jeffrey Epstein.
How about that?
Wow, Jimmy Kimmel.
It doesn't matter who it is.
I mean,
it could have been anybody.
Wow.
I'm just saying anybody that's on that list are allegedly
here's the thing. I mean, you know, we've been around a lot of celebrities, a lot of powerful people and executives and athletes. You know, these people have so much influence. They throw these galas and these, you know, fundraisers. Sure. It's all intertwined. So just because you're on a flight log to go to the island, it doesn't incarcerate you or incriminate you in any way.
No, it doesn't.
To association, because the guy was a...
Hold on a second. In today's world, no, it doesn't. But yes, it does. In today's world, with all the rumors about that, if your name is on a list that went to a party there, now you are being... And you're found... You are guilty, whether you're found guilty or not.
Yeah, but I mean, every person has been in a situation where they've been somewhere associated with someone that did some bad stuff that you weren't aware of.
With that, let's hit a break, because I don't want this conversation to go much further. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. Northeast High Viking alumnus, do here. In the next segment.
When you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at challengemania.live.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jenna Jameson, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Studios. Your new year, new podcast? What are we calling ourselves this year?
A radio show.
Okay. Jenna Jameson coming out of the break. That was nice. Hear a familiar voice.
Yeah, she was cool.
Speaking of Jenna Jameson, ESPN apologizes for showing a woman flashing breast during Sugar Bowl broadcast. So how does that happen? I mean, there's supposed to be a dump button or a delay or somebody sleeping on the job or drinking on the job. I don't know. How do you miss that?
What was it? I kind of wanted to talk about something today, and I forget what it was. I may have to text Sean. Something about they kept bleeping out a word on a broadcast. It was a game show, I think, and you had to like fill in the blanks, and one of the blanks was the N-word.
Okay.
If it's part of the song, why do you have to...
Like Shazam or whatever that.
I don't remember what it was. Like I said, if I remember, I'll text him during the next break and ask.
I mean, but here's my question. And this is a genuine question.
I thought I had a question.
Okay, go ahead.
That was my question.
What's your question?
If the word is used in a song,
right?
Why do you have to black it out?
You can't say black it out.
We just heard the song Blackout.
Bleep it. You got to bleep it out. No, I don't know.
With a big Sharpie, you black it out.
But here's the thing that is confusing for me, right? You have the FCC, you've got the censorship, and you've got major network, TV, radio, broadcast, right? But then you have internet, which is wide open, right? So It's. I think at some point they've got to unify. I
mean, no, they don't.
Why?
Why?
Well, because you have a situation like this where
FCC has rules,
but on the internet there is no rules. On podcasts there is no rules.
But I think the same. You would get in the same bull crap in on cable, on internet, on whatever, by using the word. My thing is, if it's used in a song, why can't you still use it?
I guess it's just the insensitive.
Then but the song's not insensitive.
Well, the song is reflective of an artist and their culture.
Okay. So if a question is, and I don't remember what the premise was, but you know, if it's a Jeopardy question and that word is in the song, why can't you say it on Jeopardy?
Well, then you would have to. You would have to get the answer correct. You would have to say the word.
What is I can't say the word?
You would have to just say it. Try it out. See if it works.
Yeah. What about the Joe Rogan controversy?
What did Rogan do now?
So Joe Rogan, and again, I didn't listen to it. I just happened to read it real quick. Made a comment, and of course, everything is taken out of context.
Of course.
But basically, the premise was he said that fighters are throwing away their career, basically, I'm paraphrasing, by not being in the UFC.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
I did see that.
Now, your boy Sean O'Malley, I think it was Sean O'Malley that defended him and said, well, let's, if you read the whole thing, if you listen to the whole thing, what he was saying is the UFC is the big dog.
It's the big fish.
And it is.
It's the big show.
It is. But then where we can argue is like the conversations we've had numerous times with Ryan Bader. Ryan Bader left the UFC to make more money elsewhere.
Right.
Are you wasting your career if you're making more money?
It's in the perspective of the person.
Well, no, that's what we all work for.
Right.
Is money.
For sure.
Okay. Now, some people chase titles. Sean Strickland certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about him in a minute. Can't wait to go to Toronto in a couple weeks. Credential came in. Going to Toronto. Sean Strickland. Dreyfus Duplessis. I cannot wait. And all we really care about is the press conference after.
For sure.
You know,
yeah, that's as long as he wins.
I think that Sean Strickland is the type of guy that comes win or lose.
Yeah, I think he does.
You know, and I like both guys. All right, so back. I guess people are saying, and as I read some of this, well, your opportunities, you have bigger opportunities in the UFC. You have bigger opportunities to get a bigger name. You have, is that true? Is that true?
Yeah.
Fedor had a pretty big name.
Yeah, and Pride.
Coming to the UFC.
Right. I mean.
And it's not necessarily about the name. It's about money. Would Ryan Bader have made the money that he's made? And nobody knows how much he's made. But
I think.
It's more than he would have made in the UFC.
My opinion, I think Joe's. The point they was trying to make was that the UFC is the biggest show. So don't go to these smaller promotions. Take the same damage from concussions and from injuries and from fight camps to, you know, if you're not going to be on the big stage, right? So he's kind of like, so I get it, but all right, I take my opinion back.
You're not allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, no, Steve, I mean, I think Joe's right, though.
Is right.
The UFC is the biggest promotion in the world in combat sports.
He is right to a certain extent.
Right. But if you made more money going elsewhere, if the PFL
then you're not wasting your career.
If the PFL wants to pay you $1 million to win a tournament,
three times.
Right. So, yeah, I think the fighters got to do what's best for their opportunity.
When it's all said and done, having your name on a list, having your name and not on the Epstein list that we already talked about, having your name on a list at the UFC doesn't pay bills.
Right.
You know, a couple fighters have said the belt doesn't pay bills.
Sure.
It's paying bills. It's you know, living the lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle could be, not necessarily the Sean O'Malley lifestyle, you know, just, you know, a nice, comfortable life with enough money and enough sponsors and enough whatever. You don't have to be in the UFC, but I get what Joe was saying. The UFC is the NFL.
For sure.
You know, how many times do people say, they don't say football.
Right.
They say the NFL.
Right. And then the Canadian Football League and Arena Football, they're all pro football. Everybody gets paid, but you're not getting seen nearly as much as if you were.
How about this one? Do you know what is in Canton? Do you know the Hall of Fame that's in Canton?
Yeah.
What's that called?
National Football Hall of Fame?
No. See, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, so any pro football could be in there.
It may not even be pro. It may be the Football Hall of Fame.
So any
it's
football.
Not the NFL Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. And can we change the NFL, like the National Football League? You know, can we get rid of the world champion when they win it?
I knew that's where you were going.
Because did you bring my shirt? You got me a relic.
What are you talking
about? Don't you have a 2002... world champion Buccaneer when they won
when they won the world title.
National North American.
It's just like every organization has a world champion.
Yeah, but if they compete internationally, that makes sense.
Well, the NFL's international.
Like World Cup, Olympics.
The NFL's
boxing.
The NFL's international.
Yeah, they play games outside the U.S. That's not a league.
What do you mean?
They're not playing against Brazilian footballers.
But it's everybody is eligible, you know, to play.
No. Yeah,
sure. If they're good enough.
Brazil can't have a team in the NFL.
All right. Let's hit this break because when we come back, I have backup.
What?
I have my backup here. My fellow alumni is here. So let's hit a break coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerate.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sergio Garcia, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
AC broadcast facility. Some Scorpion news getting ready to come out too.
Oh yeah,
so nice. We're going to talk about that. Now we're going to find out about you and the alumnus and all that because it's now two and a half.
Don't say what?
She didn't go to Northeast, right? Yeah. Okay, but we're going to include her as an alumnus. Let's welcome Xavier McDonald to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
A lot of things I want to talk to you about. Yeah. You know, the main thing that I wanted to do. Well, first let's talk about your story. You know, I did some research. I talked to, I think I'm supposed to call him Coach Fisher, which to me is a little weird to call Josh Coach Fisher. When I told him that I was going to go look for you, and, you know, there was a big story about you, you know, before the Navy-Army game. You like that, right? Navy-Army, not Army-Navy. That's how I called it. Talk about your story. How did you get to Northeast? How did you pick Northeast or your parents, St. Pete and Northeast High?
Yeah, so basically I moved to St. Petersburg when I was a freshman in high school, and then I randomly just chose Northeast High School, like out of nowhere. It was the closest school to my house wherever I moved at, so I ended up going there, and then I ended up building like a family there, like with Coach Freed and Coach Fisher was there helping me out. Coach Manasian, all those coaches out there played a huge role in my life growing up. And basically, like, I was struggling throughout high school. You know, my parents weren't raising enough money basically to feed all of us. I received some help from like the Compton family, which I'm still in contact with.
What, when Dixie did you work at?
I worked at the one on, was it 54th and...
Up in Kansas City?
No. It's right by the McDonald's and the...
62nd and 9th?
Yeah, 62nd
and 9th. Yeah, right by the school. Yeah.
That's where my brother worked.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there for about a year and a half or so working as like a cashier and like a bagger.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I always think my brother's doing very, very well, and that's where he first started at Wigan Disney. But what I thought was interesting was, and especially with you saying you just randomly picked it, like you could have gone to St. Pete High and you'd still be working at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah. It was really
shots
random.
Fired. Yeah. You're going to get hate mail now. Yeah.
Well, it's St. See, again, you got to understand. It's
please send all requests of the voice 13 at AOL.com.
How did you get, were you already playing football when you came over to Northeast?
Yes, I was. So I was, I moved the summer right before my freshman year. So I went straight into high school football, but I played like little league football. I came from Plant City, Florida. That's where I was before.
What's that restaurant in Plant City that everybody talks about, but I've never been to? It's always around the Strawberry Festival. It's the big family style. It's
like Fred's or something.
Yeah. It's like Fred's or Freddy's or Ferdy's or something like that.
It was a while ago.
No, so for sure. When did you start thinking the academy?
So when I first got my offer from them, my high school coach told me that it was a really good opportunity to take that chance and go there. So I had no idea what the Naval Academy was until they offered me either. But then when he sat me down and explained it to me, told me that it changed my life for the better, you know, and do exactly what I wanted to do in life, you know, build a future for my future family and make sure we're secure and stable. That's when I really started considering it, and I accepted the offer to go there.
And what's next? Where are you headed? What job are you going to be? And, you know, where are those plans?
Yeah, so in 6 months, in May, I actually graduate, and I'm going to be a naval aviator and pilot. So I go down to Pensacola for at least 2 years, and I learn how to fly whatever platform, either jets or P-8s or helicopters, whatever I want to do.
So Brett Hatley, if you're listening, if you remember Brett from Bubba the Love Sponge, and then he went to I Miss It Sirius, who was, you know, and this bothers me, the Marines. We're going to get to the Marines in a second, but he's like, find out if he's going to go the right route, and that would be the Marines, or if he's going to go the easy way out. I go, no, he's going to hopefully go the intelligent route, which is not Marines and, you know, would be Navy, of course. Shots all the time. I noticed that at the game. It's the first time I ever went to the game. It was a bucket list for me. I want you to talk about the game, the experience for you. But for me, I was in awe. Everything about that, to me, was just emotional.
Yeah, so the game itself is like one of the biggest rivalries in college football, if not the biggest. It's huge just for America, too, because it's America's game. You know, Army, Navy, two military branches going against each other. But we're still playing for one thing, for our nation and for our country. So it's amazing experience. If you haven't out there like went to the Army Navy game, please try and go. It's a very unique experience. But Army Navy game, it just means a lot, like playing for your country, you know, wearing the flag and playing against Army, of course. Like, we don't like those guys, but we're still fighting for the same cause in the end.
I always talk about, you know, trash talking. Is there a line in trash talking? And, you know, I argue all the time because I don't think there is. If you're going to trash talk, and especially if you don't like the person, with the military, it's different because, you know, I've already joked about the Marines and the Coast. Well, the Coast Guard's not really military. So the Army, the Navy, the Marines, et cetera. But it's something that we can do, you know, because we're all military, we're all veterans. Is there too much trash talking? Was it out of hand? Because I noticed something after the game that shocked me. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, usually that never happens, but, you know, it's a really, like what I said earlier, it's a rivalry. You know, it's one of the biggest rivalries in college football, so it gets very intense between players. And, no, there's not really a lot of trash talking during the game or after, but what happened at the end, that was, like, very rare. Like, that doesn't really happen, you know. And at the end, it's still all love. Army, Navy, sure. Doesn't matter. We're still fighting for the same cause. So.
I don't know how much you see during the game, but, you know, when the platoons are marching out and the other schools yelling and trying to get them to break and laugh and, you know, whatever, I kind of found it funny. You know, how much they're trying and the other, you know, military are trying not to. And to me, it was fun until it's taken too far.
Yeah, it's always super fun. It's like two siblings, you know, picking on each other, messing with each other. So same concept.
I don't know if you have something, but so this is what happened. And I've told the story. I don't know if I told it on air. So I knew that I wanted to try to find you. Okay, so I took some pictures. I posted on the Facebook, you know, because Northeast and St. Pete. Now the game's over, and I'm walking all around. I'm walking on the field looking for you. I can't find you anywhere. Now, again, it was a sea of thousands of people. So then the little disagreement at the 50-yard line, and everybody's running over there, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to be able to find this guy now. So I start walking towards, there was like going into the back, like into the dugout. There's two sides. And I'm walking saying to myself, maybe I'll run into you. Had no idea. I knew your number. That's it. I'm about halfway there, and a guy is walking, when I say right next to me, closer than you and I are right now, Matt. So 2 feet?
Sure.
And I kind of looked back, and I saw a three, and I said to myself, you've got to be kidding me. And I leaned, and you were walking right next to me the whole time.
Wow.
So I did think, you know, that was kind of cool. This is how it ended for me for the week. This is, you know, Kevin Carter, who does the game on CBS. And you just said every American should go, and every American should go to this game. And it puts life in perspective, and it puts, you know, sitting in the seat on the plane and people get, you know, everything in perspective. So Steve, my producer, and I were on the plane Sunday morning, and I noticed it right away. You know, being military, being a veteran, I noticed these two uniformed people walking on. So the plane lands, and the captain comes on, and I don't remember exactly what he said. But basically, he was asking everybody to sit in their seat after the plane lands so the two military can walk off. They have a folded flag with them. Well, that's telling you that there's a body on the plane. And my wife, who was picking us up, the hearse and everything was at the cell lot. And it just put everything, and I don't know if perspective is the right word, but the end of going to the Navy-Army game and everything that was there, and then to fly back with somebody on the plane kind of should put the entire world and everything in perspective.
Yeah, it means a lot. I use a bunch of that, definitely has some relation to it. And like Loach, you said, like that going back on the plane, like that definitely put it in perspective. I'd say that's the right word for you to use. Just really seeing everything that really goes on behind the scenes that not a lot of people get to see.
How much do you know, I would assume a lot of your next step when you go to be a pilot and, you know, what's in store for you and the schooling, you know, that's coming with that?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
No, just, you know, how much do you know or are you aware of what's next? You know, the next stage of the schooling and everything you need to do.
So I have a plan for pretty much like the next 2 years. I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Pensacola doing flight school. But after that, I'm not sure. We get picked, our duty stations, we get picked based on our platform, our aircraft that we choose. So I'm not too sure. I haven't even got there yet to pick my platform yet. So
you've been thinking about it?
Yeah, I have been thinking about it, though.
Do they still do the where they have you parachute out? I think it's up in Maine. And then there's a whole – do you know about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably – that's going to be one of our, like, assignments or during school. We have to get through all that, like, drown-proofing, like, swimming. I think it's, like, a mile swim we have to do at school.
Right.
Just a bunch of different stuff we have to go through.
Why are you laughing at that?
I just got a text. Oh. DJ Tony's like, is it mafia day at work?
We'll fill you in on Gilligan here and why he's dressed this way.
Well, no, but like, I want to talk to Xavier. You know,
yeah, we will. Let's hit a break and then we'll come back.
I have questions.
I'm scared. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This may be Matt's last segment when we return.
I saw the morning, it was shattered by a gun. Heard a scream, saw him fall, no one cried.
Talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered,
face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Sanders, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back to Talk Out Radio, coming in live from the Three Nations Studios. In studio now, Xavier from the Navy
Academy.
Football team. Navy Academy.
Yeah, the Academy.
Football team.
Yeah. The football team is just part of the academy. Wow. How difficult is schooling? You know, it's the academy, which is the real deal, and then you have to really go and do your second job of playing on the football team.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot harder, I'd feel, in my case. Just trying to balance football and school because, you know, you got to watch film, you got to practice. I'm basically with football at least 7 hours every day, and the rest of that time I'm doing homework, just getting ready, doing military stuff, trying to prepare for the week. And I usually have to like go ahead and do stuff in advance before my football games because the weekends are all football. So
I know coming on the show. I mean, obviously the first segment, New Year, you're the first guest of the New Year, so thanks for being here. Randy comes across. He's like the old veteran, established professional media
I'm
journalist.
I'm not like that. That's me.
Well, that's right. I am more like
is Gilligan.
No, I'm more of the entertainment. Right? I'm more the star of the show. Like, I bring in the content, always here for a good laugh. Now, I was never alumni of Northeast, so I can't be part of the Brotherhood. I apologize. But I am very close to be a Navy vet. I've spent quite a time at sea. After next week's cruise on Norwegian, I should have more hours at sea than Randy did in his career.
That's not true.
No, it is true. I love to sail. But I buy storage units for fun. I buy them, sell them, flip them. Steve and I go into business together. And I found this flag in a storage unit this week. It's a Navy CB. And so I know Randy's a big deal on the flag. You know, if it touches the ground, he's very offended when fighters come out and they wear it around their back of the cape or they wad it up and throw it in a spit bucket or if it drags the ground or the floor. So your thoughts or your stance on the flag and its importance, and have you seen anything where anybody's ever violated in front of you? Have you confronted them about it, like Harris?
I confront fighters.
Yeah, it's the flag is in the military. It's a very big deal. You know, like it touching the ground is kind of like a disrespect. Just same thing with the American flag. Like at the academy, when we take the flag down, we run out in the tunnel. Like we have to hold them up on our shoulder and make sure they're not touching the ground. And everybody's paying attention to that and making sure it's not, because it's like a disrespect thing, kind of.
Now, is that a regulation size flag or is that any flag? Because when we were at the Gasparilla Bowl, they brought the paratroopers in and they had guys actually designed to run out and catch the flag before it touched the ground, even though it wasn't regulation size, it was a much bigger flag.
Yeah.
But is it a matter of like the size of the flag?
No, it doesn't. Like, it's still the still a flag, like American flag. You don't want that touching the ground. You know, it's just like it's just been like a tradition that's always been part of the military.
So I think I have a flag, and I spend more time at sea. So, I mean, I think I'm part of the Navy Brotherhood, and maybe not Northeast High School, but I feel like we're equals.
You have a better chance of somehow sliming in to Northeast and being a Viking alum.
I'm gonna be
then a veteran.
I'll be principal by next semester. Watch. Like, so part of like the gimmick of the whole storage units. I don't know if you ever see the TV show Storage Wars.
Yeah.
But we buy them online. Like, just it's an app now. And you buy it, you win, you go pick up your stuff. And there's usually a bunch of clothing. So today, and starting today, every episode I will wear an outfit that I found in a storage unit. So this watch has no battery, but it doesn't matter. And this outfit, so the comments on our live feed is like, is it Mafia Day at work? And Tony's word of the day is gabagoo. So that's what we do, man. We have a good time, but we respect immensely what you do for our country and the sacrifice that you're going to make for your family, that they make to protect the freedoms that we all have. So much respect to you, young man, for making that commitment to our nation, and to do it at such a young age. I think it's profound, because at your age, I was not mature enough, or I was too selfish.
At his age? You're not at your age now.
So yesterday, I was too selfish to, like, you know, even, you know, sign up for something like that. But much respect to the military. We are pro-military in every show and everything we do. So it's awesome.
Are you a fan of other sports, and do you have time to watch other sports?
Basically, my whole life's been football, but I'm a fan. Like, I watch basketball sometimes here and there. Like, I like just watching sports. I love just the culture and stuff.
Fight fan at all, whether it's bare knuckle, UFC, MMA?
I watch a little bit. Nah, I'm not a fan enough to, like, give you names and say who's going to beat who, but I'll watch it every now and then.
We'll need to get you both involved in that a little bit. Maybe get you, you know, to go to one. There's one coming to D.C. There's, you know, plenty up on the East Coast.
Yeah. So when I was up at the Academy, because we're in Annapolis, I go to some of the Ravens games sometimes. I've been to the Orioles game as well, which that was pretty fun. When the Rays came up there, unfortunately, the Rays lost. But it was still a good game, and they're good. I watch baseball.
So you're a Rays fan? Yes. Am I taking that just cause, see, I'm not. But
yeah, no, I'm not an Orioles fan, but I'm a big Rays fan just because from the city. So
no, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Now, the city of St. Pete's petitioning to change the name from the Tampa Bay Rays to the St. Pete Rays. Yeah. Are you a fan of the name change? Do you think it should be just local to the Berg, or?
I saw that petition. I love St. Pete, but I can't agree with the name change. St. Petersburg Rays just doesn't roll off the tongue like Tampa Bay Rays does. So.
Well, it should be the St. Petersburg Devil Rays. Let's go back to the, you know, that's the original. You know, I put the first shovel in the Tropicana Field.
Oh, nice.
When they went to build it, I was at the reserves down on South St. Pete. And some of us went there in uniform, and we did the shovel and the whole nine yards. So I'm not a big fan of just because you live here, you have to be. I mean, if you're a Rays fan, that's great. My parents are from Philadelphia. I've always been a Phillies fan. You know, when Philly beat the Rays, you know, in the World Series, you know, obviously I was real happy about that. How long are you off on leave, and when do you have to go back?
So I'm here till the 6th. So I started driving back up on the 6th because I drove down for my break, because I just basically wanted my car just to drive around and do whatever, do stuff like this, like come on a talk show and talk to y'all. So, yeah, I go back the 6th, and then I'll be basically head down, like, busy and work until May 24th, 2024, where I graduate.
Not that you'll know this for sure, because it's still to come. Is it what's left harder, or what you've already gone through harder?
No, what I've already gone through is harder. Like, this is the last, this is all downhill from here. It's the last little bit. I'm doing, like, taking, like, golf, one of my classes.
Really?
Like, yeah, at the Academy, which is crazy. But, yeah, this is, like, downhill from now. Like, all this stuff that I've done before is way harder than what I'm about to do.
So do you have time to go play golf before you leave?
Yeah. So I'll have, like, time. Now I'm done with football. I actually have, like, time to go out and do play golf. We have a Navy golf course right outside our school.
Well, I'm saying, do you have time to go play before you leave to head back to up north?
Nah. I still have, like, other things to do during break, and I still want to sleep.
Well, and that was for both of you. I'm not saying, you know, just you. Will you be back? I want to set up, you know, you guys to go play golf with a really close friend of – I don't want to say ours, of mine. His name's Steve Monroe, and he will be the greatest golfer you've ever played with.
Okay.
Former world long drive champion.
Wow.
He can hit 330 off his knees.
Jeez.
It's stupid.
That's crazy.
It's, yeah.
Well, maybe he can help me out, because I'm not too good at
The guy's unreal.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell people, I mean, he's backed by Winky Wright, by Antonio Tarver. You know, he's their big celebrity. He's known throughout the world. I ran into, what's Anderson's name? That was on Blackish. What is it? Steve, who is it? You know, and his
mom, Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. Yeah. You knew Anthony Anderson. The actor. Is, the actor, and he does a lot of stuff with his mom. And his mom does a lot of shows.
Like a barbershop and all those movies.
Oh, okay.
So I saw him at the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and I said, yeah, we have a mutual friend. And I won't say exactly what he said, but he goes, who? I go, he goes by Tiger. And he goes, that blank, blank, blank golfer, on the greatest golfer he's ever seen. So, yeah, we definitely need to, you know, if you guys get back and, you know, we can set you up, you know, to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything that you'd like to say, anything that you want to tell, not only the national audience, but the Tampa Bay and St. Pete audience?
I don't know. This is something I've always told everybody every time that I go have an interview or something like this. I just tell people to don't give up, you know, and keep pursuing your dreams. There's going to be times where you're limited by, where you think you're limited by your surroundings, but never let that be the case.
I've been limited by that guy for years. You know what? You're right. I'm going to follow my dreams right now.
Awesome. Since he interrupted you, he's been fired 3 times live on the air, and it wasn't a gimmick.
But that's the furthest I've gotten away from the table after I've been fired. I mean, the other 3 times I just sat. I'm like, no, I'm not going to leave him. But no, that's great. No, that's great advice. The world needs to know that right now. I mean, things are getting hard. People are tough. It's the holiday season. So that's great. Yeah, always chase your dreams.
Family still in the St. Pete area?
Yes, they are. And I'm staying with a family friend right now, but yeah, my family is still here in St. Pete, same house, same everything since I live.
What do we need to? We need to come up with something to give them when they get back home.
I got a flag. Just got to wash it a little bit. It's been stepped on. I apologize for that. It's been on the ground.
I almost hate to say this. I want it.
What?
I do.
The CBs?
My dad was a CB.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, well, my dad was a CB. So.
Dang it. I mean, but he's got a gun. That's offensive. I don't know.
Do you still stay in contact with any of the teachers or anybody still at Northeast?
Yeah, so I've talked to a couple, like Miss Holder was one of my teachers. I talk to her every now and then. I have Mr. Leitner talks to me every now and then. There's just a bunch. Like Coach Freed, of course, he was my high school coach, but he was also a gym coach. Still talk to him all the time. They usually reach out through Facebook and talk to me through there. That's why I keep it, just to make sure I'm still in contact. And then my second mom, Miss Amy Compton, she is like very famous in that community, in the Northeast community. So right. They talk to her and then talk to me, or like we'll connect through that, through her. So
Matt did something there, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And it was the first time that I went back to Northeast in longer than you've been alive, you know, 35, 40 years. And it was so different. You know, we used to have the long rows of the classrooms. Now it's a big open area. And it looked like it was pretty impressive compared to what it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's nice. I think Northeast was actually a pretty nice high school. I liked it. Like that courtyard you said is a really nice area. It's like a hangout area for all of us when I went there, at least. But yeah, I haven't been there really since I graduated, so I don't really know what it looks like now, if it's changed.
Oh, really? You haven't been back?
I've been to the football field to do like workouts and stuff, but I haven't been like on the actual campus, walk around, maybe look at classrooms, stuff like that. So
yeah. Very cool. I appreciate you stopping by. I mean, if you want to stay longer, we're at the top of the hour. If not, we're going to get your address. We're going to send both of you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some Bucked Up energy drink, now that you guys are allowed to accept it, right?
Yeah, yeah, I should be fine. Yeah.
Because back in the day, I wanted to send some stuff to, I don't know if you know who Michael Pittman is. Super Bowl champ, and then his son is playing for the Colts. So Mike and I used to do a radio show back in the day, and I'm like, yeah, let me send some stuff. He's like, no, the kids can't get that. It was before the NILs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. We'll definitely hook you up with that. All right, let's hit the top of the hour break, coming to you live from Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. This is Knockout Radio.
You give me a smile, a piece of your heart. You give me the feel I've been looking for. You give me your soul, your innocent love. You are the one I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for.
Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.